And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Twin Loop head football coach Mike Kojal. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us. Tough game last Friday in your opener against North Central. I guess my first question is, how have the kids kind of regrouped mentally from that opening week? I know a loss can always be tough. Have they responded well for you this week in practice?
Well, you know, they have, I guess. You know, we're working at it. You know, we kind of set our goals as we've just got to get better. We've got to do a better job of communicating and recognizing formations and plays on defense. Our pass defense has got to get a lot better, so we try to simplify that. But, you know, I think their attitudes are good. You know, it's discouraging to get beat and beat soundly like we did. But, you know, North Central was a pretty good team. They had a lot of speed and a lot of upperclassmen. And, you know, it's way. And our kids know we didn't play real well. So They're excited to maybe try to do better this week and see what happens.
Coach, I know when we spoke in the preseason, you talked about the youth of your team. Did you feel like they still maybe took a step forward in some areas in that opener, just being able to get out and get the experience of varsity play?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we got that first one out of the way, I guess, and it wasn't pretty at times. You know, we really struggled sometimes with assignments and like that, and got beat badly on some pass plays. You know, we're going to address that and keep on going. You know, I thought we did a good job, and there were some areas we did do well, and we only had one turnover, and that was good. And, you know, at times we were good on first and second down on defense. We just had trouble on third down and had trouble getting off the field. Mm-hmm. I thought our punt team did a pretty good job. You know, we did some things all right. We just got to get a whole lot better.
Micah, you mentioned the punt team, and, you know, that's an area of the game that sometimes in our interviews I don't ask coaches enough about, and that is about the part of special teams. Talk a little bit about that area for your group this year.
Well, we are, you know, it's something we've got to work at a little bit. You know, we don't, we graduated our kickers and our punters from last year, and so we're trying to find new guys that can do it. I thought Slate McKeel did a real good job of punting. Our punt protection was pretty good. We had a little breakdown maybe on one play, but we got that straightened out, and the kids did a much better job the rest of the game, you know, and so I thought that was pretty good. You know, the other special teams part of it, where we're young, you know, we're going to probably make some mistakes. We're going to have to continue to work on that. But for the most part, our special teams, you know, it wasn't what hurt us. You know, we did okay, and we held our own on special teams, and so I was pretty happy with that.
Mike, as we've already been talking about, it's always about getting better, and I think you've already touched on some of this, but what are some of the areas in practice that you're really trying to zone in on and focus on this week as you get ready for Friday?
Well, you know, we feel like we tackled fairly well. That wasn't the issue. The big issue was maybe, you know, in some cases, kids trying to do too much and not sticking with their assignments. Other things, it was just plain confusion. And so we've really tried to stress, especially on defense, just do your job and, you know, make sure you do your job first. And then the other thing is we've really tried to simplify stuff. We're going in a pretty basic defensive game plan this week because we really struggle. We try to put stuff in to maybe make it easier for our young players, and it backfired on us. It wasn't easier. They didn't handle it very well. So we're going to be really vanilla on defense this week, and hopefully with that we can be more aggressive and just play, and we'll know our assignments and go from there. So that's a big thing. Offensively, we're still looking for weapons. We got to do a better job blocking up front. We got to be more aggressive and get into people. And it wasn't that we weren't going to the right spaces. We just weren't going to the right places fast enough and hard enough. And so we're working on that, being more aggressive and stuff. And, you know, the kids got good attitudes. They're trying. You know, they understand that they're young, but, you know, we have an opportunity this Friday to play again, and we're excited about that. And we'll keep working and trying to get better as the season goes along.
Yeah. Mike, what about the health of the team? Did you come out of week one pretty good in that area?
You know, on the field, we haven't had very many issues. We had one kid banged up his wrist a little bit, but he's going to be fine. He's practicing and going, just a little sore. We had a couple things off the field that maybe didn't help us any, but I'm thinking that one of those kids is going to be back this week. So, you know, I guess we're fairly healthy. We got one kid that's out, and everybody else is going, and going to be a green light for Friday night, and we'll attack it with the players we have and do the best we can.
Mike, let's talk a little bit about your opponent now, Mullen. Of course, we kind of know what Mullen does traditionally. Talk a little bit about them. I'm sure you've had a chance to see them on film a little bit from their opener. Your thoughts on them and the keys for your team to be successful?
Well, you know, they're going to have some good athletes, and they're going to play hard. Mullen's always kids that are tough and physical. I think that this group of kids is a little bit different than some of the teams had in the past. They're going to try to throw more and try to spread us out and do some different things. They've had some injuries themselves last week. They got beat up a little bit against a tough Sandhill Sedford team, and I know that's going to hurt them and make them change their stuff up a little bit too. But I know they'll be well coached, and they will get out there, and it should be a good competitive game. I think both schools really respect each other and respect each other's programs, and you know, we're excited to play the Broncos.
Well, Coach, we always enjoy visiting with you. We appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Hey, well, thank you. We appreciate KBBN's support and coverage.
That is Coach Kojal joining us on our Friday Night Lights pregame show.